Hey, good morning, everyone. And sorry, there's no music, no rooster, just nothing at all today. This is truly a morning devotion. It's 1:25 on. It's actually Tuesday morning or Monday morning at Labor Day, and this is a different podcast than you normally get to morning devotion with Brother Mark. This is strictly freestyle. I normally type it up and have it all ready. We just come through one of our busiest weekends. We're still not finished with this weekend. I still got a couple of more things to do in the morning, but Labor Day is one of our busiest weekends at church, and it's always a good weekend. But it's a busy weekend, and we just finished up, just sent the last group of young people home after our it's not a lock-in because we don't stay all night, but stayed till midnight, but they's involved in a game. And so it was after like 1:15 when people started. Finally, we locked the doors to the fellowship hall. But here I am, and I'm just going to share with you this morning what a blessing it is to be able to take part in the things that we do. I showed my son my steps that I took yesterday, and I walked 13 and a half miles yesterday. So just different things going on. But we take part in a parade every Labor Day weekend, and who knows how many tracks we passed out. And but just always good to be able to go through our local town and have a little float and pass out tracks to people. And one of the young men at church, I don't know, he's what, fourth grader, and he after the parade we meet back at church and we have some pizza and things, and he told my wife, he said, "Oh, there's got to be at least five people been saved already just by the tracts that we've been passed out." And that youthful optimism, that's such an encouragement. We had 46 people take part in that parade yesterday, and to go and to walk up and down the street and to share tracts and shake hands and meet people. It's a blessing to us, and it's a blessing to the church. And tonight we had our annual fellowship and fireworks, and so we had dinner, and then we put off a big fireworks show here on the church property, and we had way over 100 people here tonight, and it's just a good time, and thankful for all of those that come out. And we just pray that the Lord will use some of our efforts, that we might see. He might use them to bring some of his sheep into the fold. But for our morning devotion today, what are we going to talk about? Well, there's a couple of things I want to talk about today. Number one, I want to talk to you about just how important your daily Bible reading plan is. So you've got September, October, November. You still got one third of the year. And you know what? Maybe you started out good at the beginning of the year. Say you were going to try to get through your Bible in a year, and you want to start some type of reading program, and you've neglected to do so. Let me encourage you to do that. Maybe if you've kind of stopped, and let me encourage you that today, jump right back in and get started again, and set that foundation to have a good year starting next year. And it's such a blessing to be in the Word of God. It's always amazing to me how the Lord speaks to us through His Word, and how that sometimes what you're reading on a daily basis, the Lord uses to speak exactly to your situation. And that was the case. And I can't remember if I mentioned it last week or not, but just I was reading in Nehemiah, where it tells us that since the days of Joshua, they had not observed the feast as they were given them by God. And so when we think about that, the important part about that is I'm studying for preaching through Judges, and I'm studying through that, and it tells us in the book of Judges that they forgot God. That's one of the problems with the nation of Israel. When everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes, they forgot God. And one of the problems was that God had given them the observance of the feast to help them remember God. And it tells us there in the book of Nehemiah, as they began to observe the feast of booths again, one of the statements it makes is that, you know, since the days of Joshua, they hadn't observed. So how did they forget God in the book of Judges? It's because during the days of Joshua, they stopped observing the feast, the ways that God had encouraged them to remember. And so they forgot because they didn't follow the ceremonial feast that God had given them to help them remember. And so it was just interesting to me how that fit exactly into my message this week about how they forgot God. And folks, how can we forget God? Especially those of us who are Christians. You know, not only is reading your daily Bible reading good, but it's also good to listen to other speakers. I was listening to, this morning I drove to another church in the area. It's about a 45-minute drive. They're without a pastor, and so I drove up there to preach for them at 9 o'clock or 9:30, and then drove back to my church to finish the 11 o'clock service. And as I was on my way, my friend Todd Bryant from down at Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Northport, Alabama, he was preaching from Luke chapter number 18, and he was reading this passage. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished, for he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on, and they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. So this is Jesus prophesying about what he's going to face. And Brother Todd was preaching on Eyes Wide Open was the title of his message. And so the whole point was is that Jesus knew full well what he was looking, what was looking forward to him, what was in his future as he went to Jerusalem. And he knew that he was going to be scourged. That passage I read was Jesus making the statement of what he was going to face. And Brother Todd described in vivid detail for us what a scourging was like. And how that Jesus knew and still yet he set his face to go to Jerusalem. He loved us enough to submit himself to death. As the scripture says, become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I encourage you to go to that Sovereign Grace in Northport and listen to that message, Eyes Wide Open, or listen to my message from yesterday on sermon audio about to not forget, to, as we describe that scourging, and to recognize that Jesus experienced that pain and death willingly so that you might have life. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. May we never forget the cross and the blood and the price that was paid so that we might live. Salvation is by grace through faith. It cost us nothing. But Christ, it cost him his life. Let that be an encouragement to you to serve him today. To know that he was scourged, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. This week, as you're going through your life, think about the sacrifice that Christ made. He bare his back for his persecutors, and he was whipped and beaten and spat upon, so that you might have life. Let that stir your heart this week as you're thinking about unfaithfulness to him. as you're considering sin, as you're considering maybe not being as faithful as you should be, let that fact speak to your heart and let it encourage you to faithfully follow the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you just speak to the hearts of your people this week. Help them to recognize your love for them and the sacrifice that you made so that they might live. And I pray that that sacrifice will stir their hearts to follow you wholeheartedly. Encourage us this week as we follow you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.